Pier Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy's Sun and Shine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Ponceva, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, LiveNet Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pier Governor Basketball.
And hello, everybody, and a good Tuesday evening. Another night of high school basketball coming your way from Riggs High Gym as the Pier Governor girls, who continue to play some pretty good ball down the stretch, will take on the Brookings Bobcats, who, like the Governors, also playing some of their best basketball of the season. Along with Heather Williams in studio, Jordan Luttmer on camera with Live Ticket, as our live video stream of this game will be available as well through drgnews.com. I'm Brian Oakland here on your official voice of the Governors, River 92-7. The Governors coming in with a record of 6-10. This is an ESD conference basketball game. They're 3-3 against ESD teams. Brookings is 5-10 on the season, 2-3 in their ESD record, actually 2-5 overall. They've played a couple of teams twice and gone 0-2 against both Huron and Brandon Valley, but 2-3 in the ESD standings. And two teams that are very nip and tuck record-wise, but also next to each other in the power rankings at numbers 12 and 13. And both really want to continue to put some wins together to try to get a better seeding as we approach the postseason in the SODAC 16, which isn't too far away. Plenty of that coming up as we get into this pregame show. But we're glad to have you with us. And again, the Pier Governor girls taking on the Brookings Bobcats tonight. Brookings winners of three in a row, including an impressive win over Sioux Falls Jefferson their last time out. The Governors had a couple of wins in a row, but a furious come-from-behind effort, falling a little bit short against Bismarck on Friday night, 48-44. We'll see who plays a little bit better for 32 full minutes coming up in this one. After we take a three-minute timeout, we'll start with our opening break. A Becky Ponceva State Farm pregame show begins with a look around the state of South Dakota, the state of AA basketball coming up. We've got coaches' comments and keys to success, starting lineups, all that and more. The pregame from Becky Ponceva State Farm Insurance begins in 3 minutes. This is Pier Governor Girls Basketball on your official voice of the Governor's River 92.7 in DRGNews.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Ponceva State Farm in Pier and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
We're making a great deal better. Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Pierre Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, Go Govs!
Welcome back to Riggside Gym, and welcome to the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Brian Oakland here on the upper west side of Riggside Gym as we bring you coverage of girls basketball action tonight. And our big thanks to the men and women of the Hughes County Sheriff's Office, to all first responders for doing what they do, and for giving us a place to sit and originate this broadcast from the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Starting our pregame show with a look around the state of South Dakota, in what has happened over the weekend. Two teams here in Brookings that have been playing some pretty good ball of late. Of course, for the Governors, coming up short against Bismarck, 48-44 in that loss on Friday, down by 20 in the third quarter, though. Pierce scored the first 13 points of the fourth quarter and tied that game at 41-41, but Bismarck goes on a 7-3 run the rest of the way to win that one, and the Governors fall to 6-10 on the season. Meanwhile, Friday night, Brookings with a very impressive win at home over Sioux Falls Jefferson, 64-59, their high point total of the season. And we'll talk with Coach Mitch McLagan about how well the girls were playing in that particular game and how they've played, and especially their last three, all of which have come up with victories. They're now 5-10, but keep in mind this team was 2-10 on the season. And then on Friday, Brookings, I guess I was thinking they had another game on Saturday rather, but that was not the case. That Jefferson game was their last game out on Saturday. By the way, other teams on Friday's other games had Huron beating Aberdeen, Sioux Falls Washington number 2 knocking off number 1 O'Gorman. Now Washington, the new number 1 team in girls basketball class AA. Watertown with a win at home over Sioux Falls Roosevelt. That'll be the next opponent for the Governor girls on Friday up in Watertown. Rapid City Stevens winning at Yankton. Central wins at Harrisburg on Friday. Sturgis with a win over Hot Springs Friday. Games on Saturday had Yankton knocking off Rapid City Central. Good win for the Gazelles there. Stevens wins at Harrisburg, and then Brandon Valley knocking off Sioux Falls Lincoln, and Douglas with a win in the Black Hills Conference as well. Tonight, with games including Brookings at Pierre, you've also got Watertown playing in the ESD at Aberdeen Central. Mitchell hosts the new number 1 Sioux Falls Washington, while Harrisburg goes to the new number 2 O'Gorman. Also in the East, Yankton is playing at Class A Sioux Falls Christian. Out West, Rapid City Christian out of Class A goes to Spearfish, while Douglas goes to St. Thomas More in Rapid City. Further games ahead this week have just 4 games on Thursday. Spearfish at Brandon Valley, T going to Yankton, T area out of Class A at Yankton, Red Cloud playing at Sturgis, and Sioux Falls Roosevelt hosting Sioux Falls Lincoln. You hear the horn, and we've got a 38-27 win for the sophomores for the Governor girls, and Pierre also winning the JV game earlier as well, so the varsity will try to make it a 3-game sweep here. Next game's coming up with Pierre at Watertown on Friday. And Brookings, after tonight, has a matchup Saturday at home as they host Aberdeen Central. Games ahead in next week as teams will close out the regular season. Brookings will go to Yankton on Tuesday, while Pierre goes to Sioux Falls Jefferson. And then on Friday, the Bobcats finish off their regular season hosting Harrisburg, and the Governors host Sioux Falls Roosevelt on Saturday, February 26th, end regular season. Right there is both of these teams, including tonight, with just four games left on the schedule. In fact, let's see. Well, Brookings at 5-10 should have five left to go. Pierre has four left. That's a look around Class AA girls. Quick look at the boys. Oh, by the way, the standings have Sioux Falls, Washington, O'Gorman, Stevens, Brandon Valley, Rapid City Central in the top five. Watertown, Jefferson, and Lincoln would be the top eight, getting home games with Huron, Mitchell, Harrisburg 9, 10, and 11, Pierre at 12, Brookings at 13, Yankton, Spearfish, and Roosevelt in the top 16 as well. In boys basketball, real quick, the Governors with that loss at Bismarck 73-60 on Friday night. Brookings with losses Friday night to Sioux Falls Jefferson 61-46 and Saturday to Lincoln 57-35. Tough season going for the Bobcats. They're 1-13 in the 18 spot, currently in one of the last three spots on the outside looking in. The Governors have moved up to the number 10 seed, though, 7-9 on the year, and would have a matchup at Sioux Falls Lincoln if the postseason were to begin tonight. Pierre plays at Brookings in the boys' half of this matchup on Thursday. That'll be here on River 92.7, 6:30 pregame. The Governors host Watertown on Friday, while the Bobcats go to Aberdeen Central on Saturday. The schedule ahead there in boys basketball as well. The state of basketball, Class AA, part of our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show. The Keys to Success, sponsored by Central Dakota Eye Care, are next. We'll begin with a chat with Governor Girls head coach Kirk Bebout next. You're listening to Pierre Governor Girls Basketball.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGov's Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. So, Stevie, if you get somebody financed on a vehicle and they don't live here and maybe they've never stepped foot in a dealership, how's that work?
Even if you don't live close by or in the Pierre area, if we can get you an approval, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work. If we can get you approved at the dealership and you don't live close by, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7333. 378, and be sure to visit gatewayfordtoyota.com.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
All right, let's talk Keys to Success into another home game and pink night for the Governor Girls as they take on the Brookings Bobcats. Coach Kirk B about to talk with us. Coach, on Friday night against Bismarck, we talked earlier in the week about how you know what you expected out of a really good Bismarck team, and I think, they had a pretty good game plan going, but everybody's still going to be talking about the way the girls finished that game and came from behind, tied it. Just
just kind of maybe ran out of plays to be made in that fourth quarter, but still a lot of momentum, I think, as you've got just a few ball games to go now.
Yeah, 100%. I just really, the fight is what you want to see. Don't give up. Keep playing basketball and give it all you have all the time. That's how you get better. That's how you need to approach things, whether it's basketball or anything else. So that's, I think that was the fun thing about it, is that, you know, the fight and the will was there, and, you know, gave ourselves chances. You know, sometimes it doesn't go your way at the end. I thought we did good things down the stretch too. It just didn't end the way we wanted it to, but to come from 20 down against one of the best teams in North Dakota and give yourself a chance like that, basically because they didn't give up, you know, that was why. So as a coach, you know, you always want to win, but how can you fault the effort and just never giving up? So I was happy with that, and, you know, honestly, one of the best things about it was that our girls were super upset that we didn't get it. So, I mean, just so knowing that we knew what type of team Bismarck was, and then to, you know, hang in there and give that kind of effort, you know, a lot of times you're like, moral victories, our girls are way past that at this point. They really wanted it. So to me, that's a really good sign.
I kind of felt like watching the replay of that game that things really turned in that second half when you started maybe pressing a little bit more. Do you feel like you can get some things done and still get set up in the defense that you want if the press is broken, or is that how you felt, or what did you think was the difference in that second half?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we didn't really change much defensively. We just scrapped the zone. We were doing a little bit of zone on makes, and then we just said, scrap that. We're just going to play all man defense all the time. So, but I think just like, hey, we're just going to do this one thing, and we're going to try to get it done this way, and we're just going to be aggressive and play that way. I think that might have been a little bit of change in mindset there. So, you know, sometimes the zone, you get caught up in rotations or thinking too much. So maybe that helped a little bit with the aggressiveness.
And that's interesting because you tend to kind of change things up several times over the course of a game normally, don't you?
I mean, like I said, 2A is such a battle. It depends on who you're playing, honestly. Like, you really have to make good decisions as far as how you want to attack them defensively and the things you want to make them do. So, you know, I like to take a look at things and see how it works. I think when you score, it gives you the opportunity to press and see how that looks and do some different things. And if it ends up not working, well, then you just trade the baskets. So if we're going to give up something, you know, if we go down and we don't score, like 99% of the time we're going to be in man. That way, you know, when we got to get a stop, we're in man. We know whose responsibility it is and where our rotations are and all that kind of stuff. There's no questions about what we need to do to get a stop.
Your opponent tonight, the Brookings Bobcats, a lot like you, and a slow start to the season, but really playing some good basketball, maybe their best basketball in the second half of the season. This should be a real good game tonight.
Yeah, they're playing really good. They just knocked off a really talented Jefferson team, 3 in a row, like you mentioned, and they present a lot of challenges. They got a lot of size. They rebound really well. They're a lot of good things on both ends. They run a zone. They're really active up top with active hands. And so, yeah, it's going to be another battle just like any other night.
All right, what can you get done, and biggest keys to success in this game tonight?
I think we just got to play with a lot of energy right away. Kind of approach it like we're down by 10 right away, and we just gotta, you know, bring the energy every single play and try to speed them up and make it tough for them to get it inside and make good decisions offensively about where we go with the ball and get the ball moving.
Kind of brings up the point in that second half against Bismarck, maybe playing with a little more urgency, and if you can do that for 32 minutes a game, looking at some good things coming.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that's exactly right. Games are kind of short, really. You look up and it's halftime before you know it. So you don't have time to waste. You got to come out and bring the energy right away.
Coach, looking forward to it. Good luck.
All right, thank you so much.
There's Kirk Bebout, the head coach of the Governor Girls. Coach's comments, keys to success, sponsored by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre, as we hear from them. And we're back to talk with Mitch McClagan, the head coach of the Brookings Bobcats, as Governor basketball continues.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
And we're back with more keys to success. A visiting head coach of the Brookings Bobcats, Mitch McLagan, joins us. You look at a Brookings team coach that I see playing some pretty good basketball lately. You're coming off three wins in a row and maybe your best game of the season, and a really impressive win over Sioux Falls Jefferson, your highest point total of the season. And whatever it is, the second half of the season, it's a good time to start playing your best basketball of the year.
Yeah, and that's what every team's goal is, right, is to play your best basketball at the end, and we played much better, and it was a couple weeks ago we kind of had to have a sit down and figure out how we're going to change some things, and our girls have done a fantastic job, and it was nice we didn't have that we had some wins, but we didn't have that signature win. I think we kind of got that signature win against the Bulls.
What is the change? Is it better focus, better execution, fewer turnovers, all of the above?
Yeah, the thing with us is always turnovers, and we've taken care of the ball better. Some of our rotation has changed a little bit, and we've gotten probably a little more athletic, and we started getting some pressure on the backcourt. I think that's helped us a little bit too.
Well, and you got to be playing better defense all along the way too.
Yeah, and our defense has actually led to a lot of our offense. I thought Sioux Falls Jefferson, you were really good defensively, and that led to a lot of our highest point total.
All right, looking forward to a game against Pierre, and they're playing some pretty good ball. I think you got two teams that just, record-wise, but also how they've been playing lately, really got a great matchup tonight.
Yeah, we do. I think both teams' records probably don't show who they are. Watching Pierre on film, they're an impressive team. You know, they got athleticism, they're long, do a lot of nice things. Coach Bebot does a really good job with his X's and O's. We looked at a very similar team to Sioux Falls Jefferson, but I think Pierre shoots a little bit better, and it's going to be important that we get out on shooters.
I feel like we're seeing a lot. We mentioned Jefferson, and Pierre's got them coming up next week, but it just seems like there's a middle echelon of teams right now that anybody can beat anybody, and any of those middles can really challenge some of that top echelon right now in AA.
Yeah, I think AA basketball has gotten really fun because of that. You have your probably four that are at the top that are in a different tier than the rest of us, and then the rest of us are all in a tier, and at least it's been led to pretty good basketball.
So when we talk about keys to success, it really is all about execution and taking care of the ball.
Yeah, and with Pierre, you got to rebound. And if you get them second chances, they're going to be tough to beat. We got to take care of the basketball if they can hurry up and do some things there. And so for us, it's going to be taking care of the basketball and rebounding.
Say you're missing one starter tonight. What does that change in your rotation?
Yeah, and she provides such a spark for us. Sophia Hamrick, she provides such a spark for us on the defensive end, which has led to a lot of offensive points. We're going to miss her, but we'll have kids step up ready to go.
All right, any other keys to success in this one?
No, I hope we have a good game. Two good teams, I think, going to play each other, and I know it's extremely important game for both teams. You start looking at seed points, and there's a lot of shakeup to be had, and I think this game's going to mean a lot for both.
And seeding-wise, it's going to be tough for either of these teams to get a home game, but I think you still want to be as close to the middle as you possibly can, maybe get the best matchup possible.
Yeah, I think there's about four or five of us right now that are fighting pretty hard to get that highest that we can get to, and give yourself a better chance coming to SODAC 16. And I think these are two teams that can win a SODAC 16 games, the seed points you need.
Yeah, you got a 12 and a 13, and you said there's probably the top four that you really want to stay out of, right. And that's where you're at right now.
Yeah, you slip up here late in the season, you can find yourself playing those top four, and I don't think you want that.
Coach, looking forward to it. Like we said, congratulations, or at least good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And that's Mitch McLagan, the head coach of the Brookings Bobcats. And seed points right now with Brookings at 13. They would play number 4, Brandon Valley, who is 13-4 on the year. The Governors at number 12 would play at number 5, Rapid City Central, also 12-4. But Rapid City Central struggling to score points. In fact, just coming off of a loss at Yankton on Saturday. So Rapid City Central maybe not quite the team that the Governors saw early in the season. Coaches' comments and keys to success are brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pier. Here's a quick look at the starters. They come to us courtesy of Envirotech in Pier. The Governors with the same starting five, and Remy Price, the 5'6 junior. Laney Stevens, a 5'5 senior. Ryan Berry playing well, a 5'7 sophomore. The bigs up front are Reese DeWilliger, the 5'11 sophomore, and Avery Kaiser, 5'10 and a junior for the Governors. Price, Stevens, Berry, DeWilliger, Kaiser. Names like Lennox Dupree, the 5'5 freshman, Sidney Tedrow, the 5'8 junior, coming in off the bench for head coach Kirk Bebout and the 6-10 Pier Governor girls. Quick run through the Brookings starters from Envirotech. Starting guard is Ashton Ostrom, a 5'7 senior, and Logan Smith, a starting guard at 5'7. Landry Wilson, Claire Burns, Ainsley Shelsta, a 6'5 senior, will start in the post as well. We'll talk more about them after this 2 minute timeout. This is Governor Basketball.
Envirotech and Peer is seeking a route driver with or without CDL certification. Training will be provided. Earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus, $17 to $19 an hour or more depending upon experience. Full benefits after 60 days. Envirotech has been servicing the area for 20 years and is looking for somebody to join their team. If you're energetic, self-directed, and looking for a great long-term place to be, call Envirotech today, 224-4804, or go to wasteconnections.com employment tab to apply. Envirotech has you covered. Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1999.
Hey DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden french fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Back at Riggs High Gym, as now at girls basketball games, there's a super fan of the game. It's his pink night tonight, and a lot of Governor fans showing their support. Breast cancer awareness big on everybody's minds, and the super fan of the game is a young lady who's been battling breast cancer and has actually, to this point, beaten it so far, Mrs. Kim Kaiser. Kaiser Strong t-shirts are out. I actually forgot it was pink night, otherwise I would have had my Kaiser Strong t-shirt on, but our good thoughts and well wishes continuing tonight. Super fan Kim Kaiser for the Pier Governors on pink night. We were talking about starting lineups for the Brookings Bobcats. The starters, once again, Ashton Ostrom, a 5'7 senior. Logan Smith is a 5'7 freshman playing at a guard spot. The forwards will be Landry Wilson, a 5'10 junior. Claire Burns is a 5'9 senior. And big in the middle, 6'5 senior Ainsley Shelsta for Brookings. Jaden Devine is a sophomore guard. Gracie Sheridan, a junior guard. Paige Malky, a senior forward, checking in off the bench. Again, for Brookings and their head coach, Mitch McLagan. The other starting lineup, and you heard from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, their Division of Consumer Protection, the other starting lineup to give to you is the Law on the Court. Our game officials tonight, licensed by the South Dakota High School Activities Association to officiate high school basketball, and we thank them for doing a thankless job, which is often the case in officiating high school sports. Tonight's Law on the Court, Dave Brown, Keith Matheson, and Mike Pooley, a Rapid City bunch coming to the capital city to officiate high school basketball tonight. Dave Brown, Keith Matheson, Mike Pooley, our game officials, our Law on the Court, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, on our way to and from high school sports, they celebrate being a part of a team. They remind us to buckle up. Snow means slow. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, and we're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us that buzz driving is drunk driving. This is Peer Governor Girls Basketball, your official voice of the Governor's River, 92.7 KGFX FM Peer, a member of DRG Media Group. With the help of Live Ticket, we're live streaming on the River 92.7 page, both of the DRG News app and drgnews.com. I'm Brian Oakland. We'll take 30. We'll tip it off. Our ComTech opening tip coming up next. Governor's Bobcats Girls Basketball, the only game in town here. As far as Pier and Brookings are concerned, you're listening to the Governors on River 92.7.
ComTech has your technology solution. Check out their showroom in Pier, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pier Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
ComTech opening tip-off coming up. The Governor's still getting announced. Justin Hustinson doing the PA announcing tonight in the absence of the regular Ryan Munson, but getting ready to go. Really do expect a good ball game here tonight. My hope for both of these teams, they come out and play somewhat mistake-free basketball. The Governor girls played well in the second half. They could use a real good 32-minute ball game. We kind of saw that a week ago tonight when the Governors defeated Huron, who is off to a nice 10-6 season going, but the Govs could use that once again. ComTech opening tip will feature Avery Kaiser for the Governors. Landry Wilson, a fellow volleyballer for the Brookings Bobcats, and Kaiser will tip it to Barry, who threw a dangerous pass, but the Governor's able to keep control of this opening possession of the night. Bobcats will tip one into the backcourt, retrieved by Laney Stevens, then back across. Left to right for the Governors in home white with the green numbers and trim. Brookings in road black, red numbers, white trim. An opening three ball is good for Laney Stevens as the Governors will strike first in a 3-0 lead. Brookings up ahead. Governors start with some full court presence and pressure. A little dribble penetration. Logan Smith kicking it out. Now Wilson on the drive from the right side. Lane's closed off. Back to Smith, but she dribbles and loses it into the hands of Ryan Berry. Ryan goes coast to coast and will have a foul called on the Bobcats as Ashton Ostrom got back defensively, prevents the layup, but will cause free throws, and Ryan Berry will get a couple of opportunities here. First of two is up and good. Barry had 15 points and a win over Huron. Had another good ball game against Bismarck. But again, against that Bismarck Demon squad on Friday night, Governors with a bit of a slow go first half. And the second free throw falls, but Barry crosses the free throw line a little too quick. That's a lane violation, and that will wave off her second free throw. But the Governors do lead 4-0 early on here. First minute coming to a close. Brookings right to left as you watch this one with our live ticket, live video stream. With the ball, Claire Burns. Now Landry Wilson on the top of the key. Barry got a hand on the dribble, but retrieved, and it keeps going. Here's Wilson to Burns. Now inside Shelsta, and up and in. Ainsley Shelsta from Claire Burns. Chelston's going to be a tough stop for either Reese Terwilliger or Avery Kaiser, whoever has to defend inside. 6 foot five, the senior. Here's Berry with a three from the right side. Good, delivered on the assist by Reese Terwilliger. The Governors with a couple of threes, leading 7-2. Now Berry with a steal, her second of the first quarter in the backcourt. And fouled on the way back up. This ought to be Logan Smith with her first personal, second team foul. Ryan Berry causing fits here for the Bobcats early on. Gets her second opportunity from the line. And the first one this time is good. 8-2. Talked about that full court press that the Governors were able to use to their advantage, and they really came back strong in that loss to Bismarck. As I asked Coach Bebout about, maybe that was a difference. Maybe that's why they're starting with it and employing it so well here, just across, trapping defense. Yeah, Smith has some trouble with Price and Berry. Price knocks it away out of bounds on the near side. Logan Smith going to check out. Gracie Sheridan, the first substitution, 5'6 junior, comes in for the Bobcats. Guessing maybe Smith, the freshman, starting in place. Here's a takeaway steal for Avery Kaiser. One-on-one up the floor, and Avery would get the left-handed layup. Governors lead 11-2 with 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Great start for Pierre. Mentioning that Brookings playing without one of their starters due to illness, Sophia Hamrick, the 5'8 junior. Now another takeaway for Berry. Four steals for the Govs. Here's Kaiser around the defense. Her shot blocked by Ainsley Shelsta, who gets back and does a nice job defensively helping out there. Here we'll keep it on the inbound to throw in. Berry to do the honors. She'll find Remington Price out on the right side up top. Now up top, Kaiser back to Price, near side. Stevens through her hand, but she maintains possession. Price inside now to Terwilliger. Kaiser feeds Berry. Berry on the drive, too strong, but kept alive here for Lainey Stevens. First rebound of the game as Avery Kaiser will go into the lane and challenge, but another shot blocked out of bounds, and the Governors, who had a new shot clock a moment ago, still have 29 seconds left on this possession. The inbound comes to Kaiser. She's left alone but misses an open look. And this rebound pulled down by Claire Burns and the Bobcats. Back to Burns. Check it. That is Landry Wilson. And she is fouled from behind. Good transition effort here by the Bobcats, and they'll turn into a free throw opportunity for Landry Wilson. First foul for the Governors goes to Ryan Berry. Clock stopping at 5:04 to go here, quarter number one. Wilson can't get the shooter's roll here. First one in and out, no good. Only one field goal attempted so far for Brookings. The Governor defense has taken four steals away, three by Ryan Berry. Ashton Ostrom checks out. Logan Smith back on for Brookings. Second free throw good for Wilson as they'll score their third point of the game. 11-3 with 5 minutes to go, quarter number one. Governors off to this good start. Price on the wing, drives inside the arc and puts one up and in over the top of Ainsley Shelsta. And Remy Price on the board with her first two. Here's Smith working as Price gets the tip and take away the steal here, but as she got it back from Berry, a good job defensively by Wilson, who got the shot blocked. But on her way up the floor in front of the Governor bench, she dribbles behind the back, and that ball was bounced on the sideline. So a turnover here by Wilson. And the Governors look to add to a 10-point lead early. 4.5 minutes to go. It's already 13-3 here. Here's Kaiser to Stevens. Price back to Stevens for three online, but just a little bit short this time. And Terwilliger the last to touch as this one goes out of bounds underneath. So Brookings to inbound. Governors still clogging the backcourt with their defense. Bobcats will get it across, so Wilson gives to Smith to set things up. Price defending. Now to Wilson. Bobcats will rely on Landry Wilson an awful lot tonight. Here's Terwilliger as she kept it away from Shelsta on the entry pass. Loose basketball. Shelsta on her knees will feed. And a nice pass there. Gracie Sheridan in the middle of the lane puts one up and in. Shelsta keeping composure there when everybody else was struggling. Here's a takeaway for Sheridan. First turnover of the game for the Governors, 13-5, and Brookings will look to get a second bucket in a row down. Shelsta from the high post, dribbles into the paint, kicks it out. Schmidt back into Shelsta now, gets double teamed and too strong off the glass. There's Wilson on the backside with an offensive rebound, and then the Governors will block it out of bounds. So the Bobcats will inbound again. Well, they have a fresh shot clock here. This is interesting. 35 seconds to go, or 35 seconds on the shot clock. Shelsta did not draw iron, I don't believe. Here's the inbound, and Wilson will spin and put it up and in. The feed from Sheridan. Landry Wilson with her first field goal. Four in a row now for Brookings. Coming over here on the road, here on the school night. Sydney Tedrow is in for the first time for the Governors. She has it now from Stevens. Feeds into Terwilliger, outside, Kaiser for three. Nope, that's Berry for her second in a row. Ryan Berry with 9 points already here in the first half. Couple of threes, first quarter, and for that matter, 16-7. Dubs back up by a 9-point margin. Schmidt working against this double team, and it's a 5-second violation. Could not advance the ball, and a good job by Remy Price to close out the near side. Turnover number 7 for the Bobcats already. Elise Christofferson's going to get an early entry into this one for the Governors. A sophomore guard as Lainey Stevens catches a break. Tedrow inbounds to Berry, left to right across the timeline. And catch being played around the perimeter, actually through the hands of Christofferson, but she runs it down, keeps it alive. She's got it again left side. Around the perimeter again. Here's Berry, or Price into Terwilliger. Reese again tries to back in against Shelsta. She knows she's not going to be faced with an awful lot of opportunity against Ainsley Shelsta. As Berry fires a three, Shelsta down with the rebound off of Ryan's first miss of the night. 2 minutes to go, quarter number one, 16-7 Governors. Here on River 92-7. David Burrell, by the way, with a girls matchup across the river in Fort Pierre. Stanley County hosting Kadoka area. Three for Smith is no good, but a backside pull down for Shelsta kept alive. She'll work underneath, misses once, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. You can't coach height, and that's what Shelsta has at 6'5". The Governor's going to be hard-pressed to have the advantage in the paint most of this evening. Terwilliger from Christofferson across the lane, and anybody's ball. This one will go to Brookings. It's a jump ball induced by Ashen Ostrom. Won't get the steal, but the turnover nonetheless, the second of the day so far for Pierce. 16-9. Brookings trailing by 7. Right to left across the timeline. Ostrom with it. One dribble and a giveaway to Logan Schmidt. Logan, I presume, the daughter of assistant coach Mandy Schmidt. Here's a three ball missed by Landry Wilson, and Brookings unable to keep it alive. It's out of bounds. Jason Schmidt, also a assistant coach for the Bobcat boys, who the Governors will see Thursday night at Bob Jostad Gym. We'll have that one for you next broadcast on Thursday here, River 92-7. Final minute of quarter number one. It's been a good one for Pierce so far. Leading 16-9. Here's Terwilliger underneath, and Remy Price with a gorgeous finish of the reverse. Price from right to left used her right hand to get the reverse off the glass and down on the left side of the basket. 18-9 our score. Now Gracie Sheridan with a nice feed, or the nice receive. And I believe that was trying to see who got the assist there. I think that was Ashton Ostrom. We'll give it to her. 18-11 our score. Pierre can play for the last shot. Inside Terwilliger. Back to Christofferson. She fakes the pass. Fires a three. No good. but Terwilliger with the rebound and then the feed to Ryan Berry in the middle of the paint. Then another finish. Good for Berry. 3 seconds. A heave-ho here from 25 feet. No good for Schmidt. Price with a rebound. The Governors finish off quarter number one in fine fashion. Scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pier. It's Pier 20, Brookings 11. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas in Pier. And Governor Basketball sponsored in part by your Pier Sports Marketing partners who include All Around Graphics, Midco, Maher Law Office, Kruger Contracting, American Bank and Trust, Anderson Rumsa Dental, Capital City Campus, First Dakota National Bank, Comtech, Delta Dental, and Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, your Pier Sports Marketing partners. Let's pause for 30 seconds. Quarter number two coming up next. The Governor's on top by 9 here on River 92.7.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right, get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pier.
Back at Riggside Gym, the Governor is shooting 50% from the floor, 7 of 14, including 3 of 6 from outside the arc. In that first quarter, 3 threes as they lead 20 to 11. Ryan Berry leading the way, 11 points. I was just about to text David Burrell the update here as he's over in Fort Pierre, and he says, before I could get that text out, this is great to see from Ryan, and absolutely a great start for the Governor sophomore guard. Meanwhile, Pier with the first possession of the second period, and Lennox Dupree with the feed to Avery Kaiser on the cut. Kaiser with the finish. The Governors lead by 11 as we're underway here, quarter number two. Again, Brookings has been playing great lately. They've won 3 straight. Governors did lose their last one, but they'd won a couple before that. Here's a halfway down and out three ball for Logan Schmidt. Tough break there. Sidney Tedrill with the rebound for Pierce. Schmidt 0 for 3 from outside the arc now. Lennox Dupree, the 5'5 freshman, on for the first time to start the second. Here's Tedrill firing 3 and burying it. Sidney Tedrill off the bench with a long one down. 25-11, the Governors with the first 5 of the second period. Leading by 14. Here's Shelsta in the lane. Press was broken. Shelsta couldn't get the finish, but Landry Wilson does off of an offensive rebound, and she'll get a foul called and go to the free throw line. A chance at a 3-point play. Landry with a good play here, and I'd say just what the doctor ordered for the Bobcats, as the Governors really are on all cylinders so far here this evening. Sidney Tedrill out. Reese Terwilliger back in. Foul goes to Tedrill, her first, and the Governor's second as a team. Free throw for Wilson. Rims in and out, no good. And Tedrill had it taken away. Gracie Sheridan keeps it alive. The finish and the putback for Ainsley Shelsta, who actually will get the rebound. And a timeout will be taken here by the Bobcats with 6:57 to go, quarter number two. Timeouts in our broadcast are brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling. As we take 60 seconds, we are back with more Pier Governor Basketball.
This Governor Sports Moment is being brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier. Jevin Key set a record that most Governor wrestlers will fall short of. Keyes graduated as the all-time leading winner in Governor wrestling history and won 3 state championships. His 220 wins and 122 pins are Governor wrestling records. Jevin Keyes, truly one of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash. Gotta go to Gator Pizza
Pasta. back at Riggs High as the Governors on three opportunities here off of a quick timeout. They're unable to get anything down. Couple of misses. Lennox Dupree with the last one after a couple of offensive rebounds. Here's Lainey Stevens with a blocked shot of Gracie Sheridan. And then Gracie with a push as Stevens gets the takeaway. Great job there defensively by the Governors. Meanwhile, out of that timeout called by the Bobcats, what we see is a Bobcat press, maybe trying to see if the Governors can handle the press. Pier press has been a big deal so far here in this first half. Here's Dupree for three. That one rims in and out, no good. Rebound will be collected by the Bobcats. Landry Wilson, 25-15, Govs by 10. Bobcats looking for three, shot up no good. The miss for Jaden Devine, who has checked into this game out of that timeout. Her first shot attempt of the night. Governors with the rebound and the possession back, left to right. Dupree up top, over to Kaiser, thought about three, and, well, Avery was going to put it on the floor, but forgot to dribble and drags her pivot foot. That'll be turnover number three for Pierre. Devine, who was in briefly, checking back out. Ashton Ostrom in once again, one of the starting guards. Lainey Stevens out. Ryan Berry with her 11 points back in. Here by 10. Presence shown still in the backcourt. Price, though, working on Logan Smith. Tried to swipe at the basketball. Smith keeps the dribble alive. Sheridan to the baseline now, looking to lob to Shellstick. But the Governors get a hand on it, and it's a takeaway. Not sure who tipped that pass, but Dupree came up with it. Now Lennox on the top of the key. Kaiser going to be left alone. Shoots and misses this time. Berry with a keep-alive attempt, but stepping on the end line, and a rare air ball there for Avery Kaiser. So Brookings will have it. Still trailing 25-15. Smith, the freshman, so far she struggled early on, but handles the ball well, and I can see that Brookings is going to have good things with this young lady coming up and running their point in the next few years. Entry pass, though, from Smith, stolen by Reese Terwilliger. Reese playing a good ball game, even though she hasn't scored yet tonight. Here the Governors around the perimeter. From the right side, Reese wants to challenge Shellstead, draws the attention. On the cutter is Dupree. Lennox too far under the basket, got her own rebound. Now Terwilliger inside, fouled, and will go to the free throw line. And this will be on 1-1, they say, with the push. Actually, it's 1-2. Ostrom with her second personal, fourth team foul for the Bobcats. Terwilliger to shoot a two. First one short off the front of the rim. Maybe missed that one a little to the right side as well. Still looking for her first point. We'll try another. 4:42 to go. First half. Governors led 20-11 at the end of one. Currently up by 10. Got a lane violation if this one is missed as Wilson steps into the lane too soon. And now the Governors, who lost a free throw in the first quarter because of their own lane violation, will get a second opportunity here. I'll bet money Terwilliger makes this one. And she does. It happens all the time. You get a second chance, it's a 99% probability. Govs by 11, 26-15. They did lead by 14 at 25-11. Smith falls down, tries to pass it back out to the perimeter, but Dupree with a kick. And Mr. Bob Gill with the receive on the other end of the floor. Ostrom had to run the distance, though, and she's back, ready to go. 4:29 left, second quarter. Brookings inbounds from the far side. Smith to set it up. Picks up her dribble a little early, finds Sheridan. Sheridan double-teamed up top. She'll get it to Shelsta underneath. Pierre will knock it away out of bounds. Off of Kaiser, the Bobcats with 12 seconds left in this shot clock possession. And it'll be Ostrom looking, finding Landry near side wing. Reset it up top, but Brookings has to be mindful of the shot clock here. Their bench counting it down. Ostrom, Sheridan. Inside, Shelsta tries to force one up. She hit the net, but not the rim, and the Governor defense stands their ground. Good job defensively. Student body saying you got swatted. I think got to give Terwilliger, I suppose, a blocked shot on that, as she wasn't ready to allow Shelsta to get her hands up in the air and shoot that basketball out of the reach of anybody else. Halfway through our second quarter, Governor's with it back. 26-15, Pierre has not trailed yet. Price feeds inside, but the ball gets away through the hands of Twilliger. Governor's will turn it over. Brookings with it back at the 340 mark. Schmidt needs help and just barely avoids another five-second violation. Here's Sheridan to the far side, Ostrom. Looking to get around Kaiser. Avery there defensively. Schmidt will get a three here. Up no good. Sheridan on the backside. Rebounds with the shot wild. On the putback, no good. So the Bobcats come up empty. Here comes Price on the drive and in traffic. Boy, Remy Price looked like she was getting her left arm held, but she cupped the basketball and was able to put it up and in. Literally with one hand. A great basket there for Price, who has six. The Govs lead by 13. 3 minutes to go, first half. 28-15. Shelsta, by the way, is out. This is Paige Malke, her replacement in. She'll kick it back out a long three. No good. Ostrom with a missed long rebound down to Brookings, and Schmidt drives and will be fouled. She's at the free throw line, so apparently in the act of shooting will go for that particular opportunity. Schmidt 0 for 4 on the floor so far. All attempts from long range. This is her first attempt from the free throw line, and that one rims in and out. No good. In between free throws, Lainey Stevens checking in for Lennox Dupree. Ainsley Shelsta back in for Brookings. As Paige Malke is out, Gracie Sheridan also coming out. Claire Burns, one of the starters, back in. Second free throw for Smith is good as she's on the board. 28-16, a 12-point advantage for Pierre. Here's Ryan Berry. A great first half going scoreless in the second period, but here she gets a dish underneath to Reese Terwilliger. Twiggy up and in for two, her first field goal. Terwilliger actually had four assists in the first quarter, some of those to Berry. Now Berry returns the favor. Now Ryan comes back and gets a steal. Takeaway for the Governors as they look for more. Leading by 14, their biggest lead of the night. Berry will reset, backing it back out, 2:05 left, second quarter. Kaiser with a handoff underneath. Stevens will feed. Terwilliger is up and in for two, and there's a whistle and a foul. Boy, the ball movement for the Governors just continues to get better and better as this season goes along. You can talk about a lot of things that Pierre's been doing much better in the last five or six ball games. Lennox Dupree will check in for Ryan Berry. Second foul for Landry Wilson of the Bobcats. But again, I've got to look at the ball movement and execution of the offense. That is one of my favorite things to watch here as the Governors continue to improve over the course of the season. Three-point play complete. Reese Terwilliger, now she has six in the game, all here in the second quarter. Pierre better than doubling Brookings at 33-16. Schmidt on the move. Keeps the ball away. Shot up no good. Wilson back side rebound, but is stripped of the basketball on the way back up. Now we've got a jump ball, and this one goes to Pierre. So the Bobcats coming up empty, and Mitch McClagan needs another timeout here. 1:44 to play. A 30-second break in the action here. Timeout's brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pierre, and we're back with more Pierre Governor Basketball.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. Governors leading Brookings 33-16 with 1:44 to go in the first half. Pierre Governor basketball brought to you, as always, by your Pierre Sports Marketing sponsors, who include Bank West, the Brittany Shuffelbine Agency, the Dairy Queen, Dakota Storm Roofing, Beck Motors, Overhead Door, Ricky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, and our friends doing the live streaming with Live Ticket, your Pierre Sports Marketing sponsors. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. Been a good one so far as Pierre leads comfortably. They'll set up the play here. Kaiser underneath the Remy Price. Price had to alter the shot with Shelsta getting in the way, and the rebound down off of the miss to Brookings. Here's Wilson, far side, up top. Claire Burns gets Kaiser in the air, but nowhere to go from there. Back to Smith, lobbing it down low. Spin, nice shot, up and in. Landry Wilson gives Smith the assist on that one. Brookings within 15 here, 33-18. And we enter the final minute of a beautiful first half of basketball by the Governors. Here's Dupree, up and in. The feed from Reese Terwilliger. Lennox Dupree with a nifty scooping layup high off the glass. It falls perfectly through. And Ashton Ostrom is going to pick up her third personal foul. Lennox, the lefty, free throw, finishes the three-point play. Her first 3 points of the night, 36-18. Governors dominating. Then they'll continue to a little bit of press in the backcourt. Brookings breaks it, but here comes Ostrom to the wing, now back up top. We'll hand it off to Landry Wilson. Now to the near side with Smith. Up top again, Wilson. Wilson on the move, and through her through the hands of Claire Burns, rather, and that'll be out of bounds as the Bobcats continue to be flustered by this Governor defense. It's not just the full court press, but Pierre has really been in the faces of every Bobcat ball handler. So Pierre can play for the last shot here. 25 seconds to go. Shot clock off. As they lead 36-18, Avery Kaiser on the move tries to thread defenders to Williger, but it's tipped and taken away. Up ahead, Gracie Sheridan, too far under the basket. Dupree with the rebound. Up ahead, and this will be a travel with 8 seconds left as Terwilliger could not get a handle on the ball. So Brookings still has 8 seconds left. They'll bring Wilson in, Burns out. Brookings would love to get a finish with something positive down here. Smith takes some time as she tries to push it ahead to half court. Dupree is there to knock it away out of bounds. And half of the 8 seconds tick away, 4.2 to go. One of the officials picking up some debris. Brookings needs a bucket here. Wilson on the drive, no good. Sheridan on the backside, her putback rims in and out, no good. So we reach halftime as the Pierre Governors on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard in convincing fashion so far, leading the Brookings Bobcats by the score of 36-18. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. And our halftime break coming up next, it's sponsored by Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial. You'll find them in the Northridge Plaza in Pierre. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Pierre Governor Basketball.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Oahe Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferdinand Electric. Ferdinand Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferdinand Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferdinand Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferdinand.com or find them on Facebook. Ferdinand Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
Welcome back to Riggside Gym. Welcome to our Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Update. The Pierre Governors get off and running early and often in this one. 20-11, they led Brookings at the end of one quarter. They advanced that by a 16-7 margin in quarter number two. Right now leading by their biggest margin of the night, 36-18, and whatever it was that the Governors did on Friday night, I think, and I talked with Coach Bebout about that, maybe starting in that second half using a pretty good full court press, but I think they just stepped up the defense. We talked in the pregame about the Governors playing with a little more urgency, and I think that's what we're seeing here tonight as well. The Governor defense is really kind of creating a lot of their offense here tonight, and Alan, they're shooting the basketball pretty well. They're distributing the ball and they're shooting it well. 13 of 27, just under 50% for Pierre, but an even 50% outside the arc, and 4 out of 8, and they're doing well at the free throw line as well, 6 out of 8 from that spot. Ryan Berry, the 5'7 sophomore, with 11 points in this first half, all of those in fact coming in the first quarter. But Pierre distributes the wealth from there. Remy Price has 6 points. Reese Terwilliger with 6 points, all in the second period. Avery Kaiser with 4. Sydney Tendrow has knocked a three-pointer down. So has Laney Stevens. Lennox Dupree got 3 the old-fashioned way. And that wraps up the scoring so far. The Governors with 7 players in the scoring column here, 36 total in that first half. Meanwhile, for Brookings, they started pretty well, 5 out of 11 in the first period, but only 3 of 15 in that second quarter. So 8 of 26 on the floor, nothing in 7 tries from outside the arc, and they're just 2 of 5 from the free throw line. As Landry Wilson leads Brookings with 7, Ainsley Shelstow with 6 points inside, Gracie Sheridan with 4 off the bench, and Logan Schmidt with 1 for the Bobcats. 36-18 our score. Brookings does have a 13-10 rebounding advantage and 8-5 on the offensive end. That's one thing that's impressing me on both ends of the floor. A lot of offensive rebounding happening. But the Governors, again, the difference in this game is their defense. In your face, and Brookings has struggled to 12 turnovers so far here in one half of basketball. And unofficially, I've got Pierre with, let's call it 7 steals in this game. Ryan Berry with 4 of those. Pierre with 5 turnovers themselves, and the Governors have a 10-5 assist advantage. In that column, Reese Terwilliger with 5 assists in this game. Rebounding, by the way, Terwilliger with 4 of those. Landry Wilson with 5. Ainsley Shelstow with 4 for the Bobcats as well. Halftime continues after a 2-minute break. Our Leiden and Associates intermission continues. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Oahe Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre and see what the ladies at Oahe Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people, Oahe Federal Credit Union.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Welcome back to halftime at Rick's High Gym. Pierre 36, Brookings 18. Brian Oakland with a play-by-play and also a look at scores here in our Leiden & Associates halftime break. Next up for the Governors will be Friday night at Watertown. The Governor girls go to Watertown. The Arrows right now leading by 3 at halftime at Aberdeen, 29-26. Also, double-A scores have Yankton struggling with Sioux Falls Christian, 34-19. The Chargers lead that one as they start the second half. Sioux Falls Washington having no trouble at Mitchell, 37-14. And it is O'Gorman having defeated Harrisburg already tonight, 64-35. Take a look at some boys' games. Top-ranked Sioux Falls Roosevelt leads at halftime over Lincoln, 29-25. O'Gorman at the end of one has a 13-10 lead over Harrisburg. Sioux Falls Washington leading Mitchell at halftime 40-31. And Brandon Valley leading at T area 24-19. Aberdeen Central leads the Watertown boys 27-9. Watertown struggling. Watertown, of course, with the boys. They'll be here on Friday night. Governor boys go to Brookings on Thursday, host Watertown on Friday. Those games here on River 92.7. Governor girls go to Watertown on Friday night, 6:30 free game. That'll be on KGFX. And also on KGFX, region wrestling coverage coming up this weekend. The Region 3A will be in Milbank. That's where I intend to be. And perhaps spending the evening before at Watertown doing the Governor girls game on KGFX as well. But a lot of things happening. It's getting down to crunch time here. Five games, including this one, left for Brookings. Four, including this one, for the Governors in the regular season. Bobcats have the opening possession, the second half throw-in, like the opening tip, sponsored by Comtech Communication and Electronic Services in Pierre. They knock away on the near side by Pierre. Bobcats will inbound. Claire Burns with a bounce pass from Logan Smith. Now Smith is setting a screen but didn't see the bounce pass coming. And Avery Kaiser with the pickup and a steal. She'll feed underneath Reese Terwilliger. Up and in for two. Terwilliger continues her strong play. The Governors lead by 20, and they'll press to start the second half. Here's a handsy foul for Lainey Stevens, however. Pierre only had two fouls that entire first half. Here, their third as a team in the game. We expected a good ball game here. Did not really expect, I don't think, the Governors to really have their way with the Bobcats as they have so far. Here's Shelsta in the lane, turnaround, left-handed shot. Tough one, it's up and good. Shelsta with her fourth field goal. She has eight to lead Brookings now, 38-20. Teams have switched directions, right to left for the Governors in home white with the green numbers and trim. Starting five out there, but here's Landry Wilson with a tip and a takeaway. Wins the race down the court, but a good job by Berry to get back there, denying the easy layup. Wilson picked off the rebound as well. Gets it back, fires a three. That's no good, though. Terwilliger with a pure rebound, pure dodging that bullet. Ryan Berry, Laney Stevens, Reese Terwilliger, Avery Kaiser. Remington Price, the starting five, and there he is, Price on the baseline. She'll drive, tries a scooping layup still on the left side, and again it's Shelsta who interrupted that shot. If Price had gone full to the right side to get the reverse, I think she'd been able to put an easy shot down. Not the case here. 38-20 it remains. Brookings with Wilson firing three, and that will find its way down. Claire Burns with the assist. Landry Wilson with the first three and nine tries for Brookings as a team tonight. Kaiser thought about it. Gets rid of it. Now to Stevens. Here's Kaiser at the elbow. Underneath is Price, and nowhere to go there. She'll bring it back out to Stevens. From the wing, Stevens with a jump step, and we'll have a foul here on the floor. And this goes to 40. That is Logan Schmidt with her second personal. Brookings with five in a row on the board. Back within 15, the inbound comes to Kaiser, and she'll get some space away from Shelsta and put it up and in the lane. The feed from Berry off of the inbound, 40-23. Defense causes the steal, picked up by Stevens, out to Kaiser. That's no good from three. Stevens keeps it alive, back to Berry. Baseline, that's no good, but now Price. Out to Kaiser again, and Avery, third time the charm here as the Governors continue to keep it alive. And they continue to pour on the points. Now getting back, it is Kaiser taking a steal away. Her second of the second half. Here's Price to Terwilliger, back to Kaiser and Berry. Up top, we're 3 minutes into the second half. Pierre saw a 20-point lead dwindle to 15. Now it's right back to 20 with five in a row of their own. 43-23. 4:45 to go in the third. Here, slowing things down just a little bit. Kaiser to Williger. High post out to Berry. She'll rein in another three. Her third three of the night. Reese Terwilliger with another assist. Now Ryan Berry with another steal in the backcourt. Price tries a short-range effort here. No good, but the loose ball kept alive as Stevens will feed. Price wants three, no good. There's Stevens underneath for another offensive rebound. But now a travel called here. About the only thing that can slow the Governors down right now is a little stutter step in this case. Ashton Ostrheim, who is one of the starters, does have three fouls. She is checked out of this game now. Pierre will continue to press. Gracie Sheridan speeds it across. Now a two-on-one. Sheridan feeds Shelsta with the bucket. And the timeout here taken by Mitch McLagan and the Bobcats. 4:04 to play, third quarter. The Governors just got beat on that play, but still looking good, leading 46-25. A 60-second Coca-Cola timeout. This is Governor Basketball.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881. Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3% plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're smiling up to know your name.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym as Brookings will try to put some extra pressure in the full court as well. But the Governors off to a good start in the second half, and they dominated that first half too. 46-25, Pierre with the lead and the basketball. Price avoids the defense, steps inside the arc, puts a 15-footer up and in. Remy with eight, 48-25. Smith with a long bounce pass across the timeline to Claire Burns, and a little hold here for Lainey Stevens, her second personal. Governor basketball brought to you in part by Fisher Rounds and Associates, May Adam Law Firm, First Dakota National Bank, Lynn's Dakota Mart, and Ferding Electric and Pier, also by TMA, The Crossing Casino, and Hawaii Federal Credit Union in Pier. Ryan Oakland, glad to have you here. Tuesday night basketball, Sheridan wants three for Brookings, won't get it. Avery Kaiser pulls down the rebound. Governors right to left, get it across. Inside, Terwilliger and Lennox Dupree checking in that timeout. Taking that pass on the cut. Actually, a pretty good receive, but she runs into Claire Burns, who was not set. And Claire picking up her first personal foul. Team foul number two for Brookings, second half. We're at the 3:14 mark of the third period. 36-18 for Pierre at halftime has become 48-25. Kaiser looking for something underneath. Shot affected by 6'5", Ainsley Shelsta, who gets the rebound as well. On the move is Wilson. She'll fire from inside the free throw line. That's a good shot up and in for Landry Wilson. Five and a quarter and a dozen in the game to lead the Bobcats. Governors break the press. Here's Price for three. Bingo. Remy with her first long one of the night. Give the assist to Avery Kaiser. 51-27 our score. Smith gets the pass across the timeline here. Challenges up no good, but Shelsta's there for the rebound and the putback and tack on a foul as well from the Governors. Ainsley Shelsta, 6'5 and a senior.
That's been good for number 52.
Tell you what, she handles herself pretty well in the paint, in traffic. Two for two, subs in the backcourt here for the Governors. The foul goes to Kaiser. That is her first. Price and Stevens both get a break. Chelsea's first free throw of the night is a line drive, but off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Reese Terwilliger. Governor setting it up with a 22-point lead. Here's Elise Christofferson, who just checked in. Ryan Berry also back in for Stevens and Price. Berry inside to Terwilliger, who is tied up by Gracie Sheridan. Pierre will maintain possession with the arrow. 2:08 to go here in the third quarter. Lennox Dupree to inbound off the left side of the key. Gets it up top to Berry, right back into Lennox. The extra pass here to Kaiser, gets it back to Lennox. Scoop with the right hand will not go. Tough effort there, pulled down by Ostrom and the Bobcats. Here's Sheridan up top, feed on a bounce pass. Shelsta gets the handle on it, misses once, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. And Ainsley Shelsta, a continued challenge here for Avery Kaiser, who picks up her second personal foul now. Christofferson and now Kaiser out. Sydney Tedrow gets in for the first time in the second half. Price also back on for Pierre. Shelsta will try another free throw, and this one, no good. Off to the side. Terwilliger there to rebound again. Governors lead by 20, 51-31. Here's Dupree. Penetration, but a kick back to Tedrow. Tip pass. She collects it at center circle. Now Berry on the left side. Back to Dupree. Quickly in. Terwilliger quickly out. Tedrow for three. No good. Second bounce on the rim. Took it away from where Berry was. But the save comes to Berry from Brookings. And Ryan is fouled on the way back up. Brookings with a good hustle play. It's like, whether that's Ostrom or Jaden Devine, perhaps, who may have checked in. They saved it, but it went right to Ryan Berry in the middle of the lane. Berry's free throw here. First one misses. Foul goes to Shelsta. That's just her first. Team foul number 3 for the visiting Bobcats. Second free throw here for Barry is good. Barry, 4 of 6 from the line. 5 of 6, actually, but she had a lane violation on one of those in the first quarter. 52-31, timeout to the Governors. It's brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling of Pier. Get yourself a Coke, have a smile, and we're back in 1 minute. This is Governor Basketball.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at 605-224-5588.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the Independent Insurance Team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. The 2012 season was a trying one for Pierre Governor Girls Golf. Or was it? With no courts on which to practice due to the 2011 flood, the Governors defied the odds and won the program's first ESD title. And Haley Getz became the second Governor Girls Golfer to win a state AA individual championship. The 2012 Pierre Girls Golf Team, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment, presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
Back at Riggs High Gym, Governor Basketball. The Governors putting together maybe one of their finest performances of the season, 52-31. Basketball sponsored on your official voice to the Governors by Avera Aventera Pier, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, Gators Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Wagner Auto, and Lariat Lanes in Pier. 52-31 so far. Governors with a foul on the floor. It'll be Ryan Berry picking up her third personal. Pierre with 5 in the second half. Jaden Devine with the inbound. Pushes it up top to Wilson. Now to Shalster from the high post. The kick out goes to Smith, who wants 3. Won't get it. Price with the rebound on the run. Governors will slow it up, though. 1 minute to go, even here in the third period. Ryan Berry to Sydney Tedrow, gets around the defense, kicks it back in the middle of the paint to Williger off the back of the rim in the shot attempt, and we'll have a foul here on the floor. Seconds to go. Tedrow with her second personal. Williger will catch a break. Laney Stevens back in for Pierre. And Avery Kaiser back on as well. 21-point Governor lead, 45 seconds counting down third period. Pierre led by 18 at the end of the first half. Now leading by 21. Here's Smith to the free throw line to Shelsta. Out to the far side in front of her own bench, Landry Wilson. Now to Gracie Sheridan. 12 on the shot clock. Smith lost a handle of it. Price with the pickup. Remy wants to go the distance. Layup no good. Good catch up defense there for Ashton Ostrom. Rebound down to Logan Smith. And now Brookings has 9 seconds left. Looking to close out this third quarter here. Shelsta falls down in the lane. Smith splits defenders and lays it up and in. Nice finish there for Logan Smith. And that one will put Brookings within 19 at the end of three quarters of play. But another good 8-minute period for the Governors. On the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, they lead the Brookings Bobcats 52-33. Scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Governor Basketball brought to you by your Pierre Sports Marketing Partners. Here they are, Wagner Auto, Stalkin Peterson Lingo, Waltie Jones LLP, the South Dakota National Guard, Red Rosa, Pitts Design and Built, Pierre Dental Clinic, Olinger Law Firm, the Pierre Area Chamber of Commerce, Iceberg Funeral Home, and Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Pierre, your Pierre Sports Marketing Partners. We go to the fourth in 30 seconds. The Governor's looking good on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Well, Brookings with their best 8-minute period of the evening so far, but Pierce still outscores them 16-15. Bobcats with a good start, however. They work it inside. Gracie Sheridan feeding Landry Wilson on the first possession of the fourth quarter. Brookings with a good finish to the third and a good start to the fourth. Back within 17 now, 52-35. But there's Price feeding across the way to the near side, and Lady Stevens will put one up and in. With a good answer. Governor's leading by 19 again, 54-35. Mishandled pass. This is Paige Malky. Picks it up. Tries to feed back in the paint to the cutter. And we'll have a jump ball, and the Bobcats will lose the possession here. That is unofficially 17 turnovers for Brookings so far here tonight. As Ostrom checks out, Devine back in. Brookings with full court presence, but Barry will get it across. And a bounce pass in front of the Governor bench to Remy Price. Back to Barry. Stevens fakes three. Back to Barry again. She's given space. She'll fire, but this one comes up short. And it'll go out of bounds. So, again, first minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us, drive sober or get pulled over. This is Pier Governor basketball. And your official voice to the Governor's, River 92.7, KGFX FMP, a member of DRG Media Group. Live streaming with the help of Live Ticket at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brian Oakland at your service here. And boy, the Governor girls have performed brilliantly so far. 25 minutes and 23 seconds of basketball. Lise Christofferson will check in as Pierre knocks a pass away out of bounds. Remy Price out for a moment. Brookings to inbound with 17 on the shot clock off of the right side of the key. Sheridan falls down, but the inbound comes to Wilson. Almost lost the dribble. Malky there to pick it up. Now 7 on the shot clock, and the Bobcats get bailed out here. Elise Christofferson with the hand check on Logan Smith. That's team foul number 7, so Smith going to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Price quickly back in for Elise Christofferson. Now Ainsley Shelsta will be back in for Paige Malky. Bobcats playing without Sophia Hamrick, a 5'8 junior, one of their starters. Sophia, if you're listening or watching tonight, hopefully you get to feeling better. The Bobcats, again, have been playing well, and it's a team I'd really like to see playing well down the stretch. Smith gets the front end of the 1-1. Not the second one, however. Good one-arm rebound for Reese Terwilliger. 54-36 our score. Price with the fumble pass taken away by Wilson. And Landry Wilson will win the breakaway contest. Left to right with a left-handed layup. Good. 54-38 now. Governors break that press. Price to Stevens, down to the left baseline. Terwilliger back to Stevens, open for three, and good. Lady Stevens with her second three of the night. The timeout here taken by the Governors with 57-38. They lead by 19 with 5:53 to play. Another 60-second Coca-Cola break. This is Governor basketball.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter.
there wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Back at Riggs High, we continue in the fourth period, 57-38 Governors. Brookings gets it across the timeline out of that Pier timeout. That's their second of the game. Brookings has used three themselves. But this one has been all Governors. Here's a nice pass in the lane, spin move. Wilson, no good, got her own rebound off the glass. And is fouled on the way back up. So, free throws coming again. The Governors have been committing an awful lot of fouls in the second half as opposed to the first, when they only had two. And now they've got eight here in the second half. Reese Terwilliger with her first personal. Wilson gets the first free throw down. And we'll have another. She's got 15 points going. Ainsley Shelster with 14 to lead Brookings. Second free throw off the back iron, no good. Remy Price with the rebound. Governors coming back on the attack. 57-39, they lead by 18. Here's a three up top. Stevens with the shooter's touch. Off the rim, off the glass, back on through the hoop. And Lainey Stevens with her third from outside. She has 11 points. Here's Shelsta. On the move, Jaden Devine pulls up. Short one from the left baseline, no good. Good-looking shot, just a little too strong. Rebound to Ryan Berry, and now Governors lose the basketball, and Berry's going to commit the foul as Jaden Devine got the takeaway. Turnover number 9 for the Governors. Berry, I believe, if that's her foul, that would be number 4. And that is what they put up. So Berry will check out for a spell. Lennox Dupree back in. 60-39. Our score. Governor's high point total this year is at 63. That was in the win 2 weeks ago tonight over the Harrisburg Tigers. Also scored 60 in a loss to Lakota Tech. Here's Devine at the free throw line, gets the first and earns the second one, and that one also down. 60-41. Here comes Dupree up the far side. Dribble was kicked, but it comes across to Price. Now Devine got a hand on the pass, but the loose ball picked up again by Dupree. Now Kaiser, excuse me, tosses it to Devine again. Price with the push of Devine. On the way up, now team foul number 10. Jaden Devine, who just went 2 for 2 a moment ago, will head back to the stripe to get another two. This is double bonus time now for the Bobcats. Devine, too strong on this one, though. First one, no good. She'll try again. Avery Kaiser out. Sydney Tedrow in. The Governors still have a lot of time. 4:38 left in this game. We imagine, though, that some extra people might get an opportunity to play in this game. Second one, that rims in and out, no good. Price will rebound from there. Price right to left across the timeline. As Lennox Dupree will set it up. Stevens thought about three, down to the corner it goes to Terwilliger, back to Dupree up top. Lennox, well, she's going to be given the space. She'll fire a three and drain it. Lennox Dupree with 6 points in the ball game. Had a three-point play the old-fashioned way in the first half. Gets a long ball three here in the second half. Here's a pass through the hands of Claire Burns. Not sure she expected that. That's out of bounds. And the Governors will get it back as Burns checks out. Shelsta back in for Brookings. 4:04 to play. There's a pass by Dupree. Taken away in the backcourt by Logan Schmidt. Sheridan tries the shot attempt, but that's up, no good. Dupree will rebound. And another tip pass, this one by Wilson, and no touch there for Lainey Stevens on the near side. She'll inbound from there. 3:47 left to play. Two games this week for Pierre. They'll get Watertown in Watertown on Friday night. That'll be on KGFX AM. On the move is Terwilliger. Back to Stevens. Has to save it. There's Reese to get it on the save. 5 seconds to shoot. Dupree penetrates. Kicks out. Terwilliger with her feet on the arc. Up no good. Backside rebound. Price is blocked on the way back up by Shellstep. So taken away here by Brookings. Sheridan stops her dribble. Tip pass gets to Smith, right side. Down low, Shellstep. Great pass across the lane, and there is Jaden Devine up and in. Shellstep with good recognition got double teamed. And Terwilliger with a good pump fake, but she misses the easy bunny. Loose ball picked up by Sydney Tedrow. Stevens for three, no good. Shellstep with the rebound this time. As Brookings will take it back left to right, 2:40 to play. A 20-point lead maintained by Pierre. Shellstep, though, will cut into that. Devine feeding. The left side bunny is good, and we will have a timeout here. Called by the Bobcats. I think just four substitutions, though. I think that will be a timeout. Shellstep and Wilson are out. Terwilliger checks out for the Governors. Bailey Waterman, a 5'7 senior, comes in for the first time tonight. Governors with a little bit of trouble in the backcourt. They get it across. Maya Shorter in for the Govs for the first time this evening. Also coming in for the Bobcats is Ella Biscard. She's a 5'10 senior. As we approach the two-minute mark, still 2:15 to go. Governors lead by 18. Here is led by double figures most of this game. Shorter on the lean, gets to Dupree. Here's Tedrow pushing a three up, and that will softly find its way home as well. Good touch there for Sydney Tedrow. Timeout here taken by the Governors. And this also for rotations. It's like, the Governors are gathering. Well, Kirk Bebout not going to take the opportunity to talk to his players. Timeouts, by the way, again sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pierre. Offering up your favorite Coke products, the Governors lead by 21 again with 2 minutes to go, 66-45. Here's Shorter stepping into the first entry pass. Maya will get a takeaway. Dupree will kick it back out. Governors with Hannah Lemieux on for the first time. She's got it now, 5'7 junior. Here's Emily Lingle, the senior. Got her first action last Tuesday in the win over Huron. Off of that knee injury, you can see the hardware. Here's Christofferson. Oh, and it's taken away. Knocked away out of her hands by Mackenzie Cunningham, a 5'6 junior for Brookings. And off the foot of AC, it'll go to the Bobcats. As Define will run the point. Bobcats have Sophia Dvergsten in there, a 5'10 junior. Inside, now back outside, and on the move, Devine leaves it outside right. Biscard here up three, and Waterman for three is good. Bailey Waterman from the top. As we enter our final minute, Governors will improve to 7-10 on the season. Brookings will have a three-game win streak snapped by Pierre. They'll fall to 5-11, 2-4 in conference. Governors are going to improve to above 500 against ESD opponents. On the move is Lemieux. Back to Shorter. Lingle top of the key to Lennox Dupree. 7 on the shot clock. Lennox will shoot. No good. Rebound down to Shorter. That's an offensive board. As the Governors can chew more clock, and Shorter will be tied up here. Three more Governors will check in, one of whom is Grace Soma, a former Brookings Bobcat herself, 5'6" junior, in for Pierre. One more Bobcat got in there, too. Looks like Paige Malky is back on. Here's Bailey Waterman. Hannah Lemieux defending. Soma gets looking for a steal. And, nobody wants this basketball. It'll go out of bounds, and it's last touched by Brookings. Here has Christofferson, Lemieux, Soma in there, Danny Beck, a 6-foot junior, and also Kara Weiss, a 5'7 junior for the first time, but they'll just run out the clock. 3-2-1. There's your final horn. A season high in points, and what a performance. Start to finish by the Pierre Governor girls basketball team. Your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Pierre 66, Brookings 48. The scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Make sure to use their budget plan and keep full service to stay warm all season long with Gales Gas in Pierre. 66 to 48, your final. We'll take a 3-minute break, and our Family Dental postgame comes up next. That's brought to you by Family Dental Offices of Pierre and Gettysburg. This is Pierre Governor Basketball, your official voice of the Governor's River, 92.7 and drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Well, a lot of fun here on a Tuesday night. Pink night for the Governor girls, and they defeat the Brookings Bobcats start to finish in this one, 66-48. I was trying to recall the start of this basketball game, and the Governor's gone off to a pretty good start. I think they had the first 5 points. Brookings scored early, but the Governors then just got on a roll, and they outscored them 20-11 in the first period, 16-7 in the second stanza, made it 36-18 at halftime. And once that second period got that double-digit lead, the Governors were never challenged again in this one. Brookings did actually play to a 30-30 tie with the Govs in that second half. So Brookings stepped their game up. They were able to make some plays, get the shots that they needed, but the Governors every bit as good in that second half as well. Peer had a 16-15 advantage in the third period to make it 52-33. Brookings outscores them 15-14 in the fourth. And again, your final score 66-48. The Governors slip a little bit in the shooting percentage in that second half. But part of that has to do with a lot of offensive rebounds, just not able to get some of those putbacks to go home after a 13 of 27 first half, 11 of 26 in the second, overall 24 of 53. Not a bad percentage, but better than 50% outside the arc. They're 11 of 21, 11 threes in this game, part of the brilliance of the Governors as they play this one, and also a good 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Three players in double figures, seven players overall score. Ryan Berry with 15 points. She had 11 to get this thing started in the first period. Lainey Stevens with 11 points. Remy Price with 11 points as well. Lainey with three threes, by the way. And still balanced after that. Avery Kaiser will check in with 9. Reese Terwilliger with 8. Lennox Dupree with a pair of threes. One the old-fashioned way, I should say. And Sydney Tedrow off the bench with a pair of long three-pointers as well. 6 points each for Dupree. And Tedrow a cool 66 on the board for the Governors. For Brookings, after 8 of 26 in the first half, pretty good in the second half on the floor, 11 out of 20. Not enough shots to get put up, though. 19 of 46 in the ball game, only 2 of 12 from outside the arc. And they do struggle from the free throw line a bit, tallying 6 out of 16 attempts. Two double-figure scorers for the Bobcats. Landry Wilson leads all scorers with 17 points. Ainsley Shelsta, the 6'5 senior, with 16 inside. Yeah, she plays well tonight. It drops off from there, though. Logan Smith with 4 points, Jaden Devine with 4, Gracie Sheridan with 4, and Bailey Waterman with the three-pointer in the final couple of minutes in that one. 66-48, our final. 27-23 is the advantage to the Governors in the rebounding side of things. Both teams pulling down 12 offensive rebounds. You gotta like that. Individual rebounding leaders for Peer. I've got Reese Terwilliger with 8, Remy Price with 6, and then Ainsley Shelsta with 9, Landry Wilson with 6 for the Bobcats. But Brookings just had difficulty taking care of the basketball tonight. Obviously a key to success for Mitch McLagan when we were talking to him in pregame. Brookings with 20 turnovers in this game. The Governors turned it over 12 times in this game. And in fact, 5 of those come in the fourth quarter as Peer played a very clean basketball game. And my favorite stat of the night, 19 assists to the Peer Governors. And 6 of those come to from Reese Terwilliger. Remy Price with about 4 of those. And a lot of people spreading the wealth in dishing the basketball, among other things, as well. Brookings with 10 assists as a team. So pretty good ball movement there. Brookings doing most of their damage in the second half. And the Governors, boy, I can't wait to talk to Coach Kirk Bebout about this one. A good, full 32-minute ball game, perhaps the best game of the season for the Governor girls as they win it 66-48. Let's take another timeout for more of our Family Dental post game. A 3-minute break, and we're back. With big plays in this game, we've got your player of the game to announce and a conversation with the coach later on as well. This is Peer Governor Basketball.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pier. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value. $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters. Only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pier.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
There's one place to watch Peer Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Peer Governor Sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure And this all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pier Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pier Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, tell everybody what you can do for him.
As a subprime specialist here at Gateway, I am specializing in credit of all types.
So if somebody has bad credit, you can help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have no credit, can you help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have any money down or not any money down or maybe just like a little bit of money down, can you still help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford Toyota. Toyota.com.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Family Dental postgame continues. Brian Oakland here. The Governors defeating Brookings tonight 66-48. As we talk about big plays in this game, big plays in our postgame are brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. The Governors got off to a great start, and that's probably where we'll look to big plays in this game, but we'll give you more detail after you hear this from Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Boy, Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre, a lot of big plays, a lot of great statistics and storylines that we can talk about. We are going to go to the first period, though, and Governors with a great start, 7-14 on the floor in that first half. They end up outscoring Brookings 20-11. And what we saw, first of all, defense perhaps causing some of the offense. We saw the Governors pressing against Brookings, especially in that second, against Bismarck on Friday, especially in that second half. And they were able to use that to their advantage. They started with the press tonight and kind of stuck with it. Obviously, that's what was working. The Governors able to press pretty much all night long and continue to get good shots. But you still, what I still love about this team and what we haven't seen in recent years, but we are seeing it now, is just great ball movement. I talk about these 19 assists. Reese Terwilliger had 4 assists in the first quarter alone. The Governors had 5 assisted baskets out of their 7 made buckets in that first period. Reese with 4, and a few of those go to Ryan Berry, who gets a couple of threes in the first quarter. In fact, Ryan had 11 points in quarter number 1. The Governors just, even though they led by 9 and still single digits at the end of one quarter play, I don't think they were really challenged the rest of the way, and certainly had an answer for everything that Brookings had. Brookings would get a 5-point flurry here and there, but the Governors had answers for all of that, and all good things with big plays of the game brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics, and that's a big part of it right there as big plays of the game from Hermanson Endodontics and Pierre. The coach is here ready to get geared up. Let's take a 60-second timeout. We'll be back to talk with Coach Kirk Bebout as the Governors win this one tonight on River 92.7.
chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors can give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Family Dental post game continues again. Riggside Gym. The Governor's knocking off Brookings tonight, 66-48. Talk with Coach Kirk Bebout about this one. And Coach, from start to finish, I think maybe we go back to Friday and the good things that happened in the come from behind effort against Bismarck. It just seemed. I think the big question was, can you continue that momentum? And boy, with a resounding yes, we found out the answer tonight right away.
Yeah, I mean, I was concerned about that through the weekend. And, you know, one thing I told the girls when we watched a little bit of the Bismarck game on Monday, just because I think we needed closure from that. You know, we didn't want to carry that with us to the next one, or disappointment of not being able to quite finish that one off after all that effort. So I think we did that. We understood that we gave it all we had and just didn't go our way, and then we moved on and we're ready to go for this one. So I was proud of the girls' preparation, the way that they focused and knew what we're doing. We did a lot of different things on defense. Basically, every time they took it out, we did something different. So, and the girls really executed that. And I knew we had to do that right away because Brookings is playing really good basketball and we couldn't let them get comfortable. If they're comfortable and they're throwing in the post and their shooters are getting looks, it's like I knew it was going to be a long night. So we had to be able to execute, do some different things and get some turnovers. And the girls did an amazing job of that. And that got us off to a good start, feeling confident. And the shots started falling from there. So, you know, when shots are going in and you're getting some turnovers, then you feel pretty good about yourself.
It's easy to get settled in, but I think, you're kind of pressing from the start as well, and that caused a lot of problems for Brookings. It caused some offensive opportunities for yourselves, but it just did seem like everybody was in a great rhythm from the start and a full 32-minute ball game here tonight.
Yeah, they're really playing well together. Everyone's being unselfish. They're moving the ball. They don't care who scores. You know, they're locked in. I mean, they're focused, and that's what it takes. And they're fighting. They're focused and they're fighting, and you know they want it. And I'm just proud of them for hanging in there. I mean, we went through our struggles. We knew that there were some games in there that we felt like we could have got, but that was always going to be part of the process, is that we're going to have to keep growing and learning. And it doesn't get any easier. I mean, momentum is only as good as your last game. So we just got to take it one at a time. We can't get too high, too low, and keep getting better. I said the same thing when we were losing some games, and I'm going to say the same thing when we're playing well. We got to keep that edge, and you got to keep that focus, and you got to keep finding ways to improve.
And I'm just continuing to marvel at the ball movement and the execution of the offense. You know, in years past, you've had some pretty good passes, but maybe some difficulty catching these passes and things kind of go for naught. But there's a lot of finishing going on, and your possessions are just turning up roses in many occasions here.
Yeah, and I think that was when we were struggling, as we kind of. We didn't feel comfortable if it was, if they had an open look. It wasn't like, is this the look that we want? We're just trying to figure out which looks we want, making that extra pass and getting comfortable with one another. I mean, these girls are all really skilled and fun basketball players, but at the same time, they're either playing in new roles or their first time playing at this level and first time playing together. So there's going to be some hiccups along the way. But, I mean, obviously when you got talented kids and they figure it out how to play together, then nights like tonight can happen.
Scoring balance up and down, three and double figures. You get 9 and 8 and 6 after that. That is something coaches will take any time.
Yeah, I think it's been that way for a couple of weeks now, and that's what we want. Teams are going to focus in on REM. They have been. So REM is doing a great job of making sure that she's sharing the wealth, and we have other kids that can shoot it. And when that happens, it makes us really tough to guard. We got Reese and Ave doing great things on the inside, and they're inside out, and we're just executing well. We're getting the looks that we want. And yeah, so, I mean, it's fun when you're playing good basketball. Just got to stay focused, keep moving forward.
Yeah, and I got to pat the back of Reese Terwilliger, too. I mean, she's got this tough assignment, especially on offense with 6'5" Ainsley Shelsta breathing down her neck. And Reese didn't really try to force anything tonight. She dished a lot of assists tonight. She got her rebounds. She got her points when she had those opportunities. But I thought it was just a really good all-around game for Reese Terwilliger.
100%. Yeah, so she's got, I mean, I've said this a lot of times, but Reese is one of the most coachable kids I've ever seen in my life. So you tell her something one time, and it's like she does it. So we talked to Reese a little bit about, hey, you know, don't forget about kickouts. We know that you can score inside, but they're going to double you. If you don't have that look right away, an aggressive move to the basket, it's likely going to be a tough shot. So don't forget about the kickout. I think we said that like one time. Now she's kicking it. She's getting assists all over the place. So, I mean, yeah. And then, like I said, that all goes to our overall improvement of just making that extra pass, playing together and understanding what we're looking for. And so, yeah. So Reese being able to make those decisions is a big part of it. And, you know, she kind of starts us off on offense. We always want to get her touches, and we look to get her on the block whenever we possibly can.
12 offensive rebounds, 19 assists as a team. I love these stats tonight, but now you got to keep it going. On Friday night, you go to Watertown, a team that started fast, but you know they're meeting their matches a few times. I think you certainly have another winnable ball game coming up on the road.
That's going to be a huge battle. They're really well coached. They're going to be super prepared. I mean, ultra prepared. So nothing's going to be easy on offense. They're going to make us earn everything. I'm sure there'll be some surprises in there. They execute. They take care of the ball. It's at their place. I'm telling you, it's going to be straight up battle for us. So, I mean, I know we're playing well, but you go on the road to Watertown, McClemens, and how hard those girls play. I'm not even just saying that to blow smoke. We're going to earn that one if we get it.
Do you know that team a little bit being coming here from up in that area?
I just know how McClemens coaches, and I know what he gets out of those girls. So, I mean, there's no question in my mind how hard it's going to be. So we'll have to be prepared. We've got to just like we let the Bismarck one go, we've got to let this one go and got to move on to the next one.
We've obviously seen that before, too. Coach, we're looking forward to it. A great ball. Best game of the year?
For 3.5 quarters. I don't know. I guess I'm tough to please. I think, you know, I think some of our best ball games we actually didn't pull out. So, but I think we played a lot of good basketball. There's some times when we had let-ups that were unfortunate times, but you move on. You can't do anything about it now, and we're happy where we're at, and we just keep moving forward.
28 minutes of ball.
Can I say two real quick things?
Sure.
Need to give a shout out to Abby Jeffries, a senior night last Tuesday. I don't know if I talked about her enough, but best video girl in the business and just a great kid. So we're so happy to have her and can't wait to see what she does next. And last year I made it a point of saying I'm never ever going to forget those seniors we had last year, Katie, Jess, and Kenzie. So hopefully it gets back to them, but just let them know that we're always thinking about them, hoping they're doing great things, and we're always going to appreciate what they did for us.
All right. Appreciate that sentiment too, Coach. Great ball game tonight. We'll see you Friday in Watertown. Kirk Bebout and the Governors knocking off Brookings tonight 66-48. We've got one order of business to take care of here as we talk about your player of the game that's sponsored by Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier. Certainly pat on the back to Landry Wilson. Boy, she's a good volleyball player. She's a pretty good basketball player, too. She leads all scorers with 17 points tonight. Ainsley Shelsta plays well, a force, really, inside when Brookings is going to be going well. They're going to be working that ball inside, and Shelsta played very well. In fact, leads with 9 rebounds and her 16 points this evening as well in the losing cause for the Bobcats. We've got plenty of candidates, but let's take 30 seconds and think about it. Listen to this from Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, and your player of the game is next.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores. Fill up your tank and your stomach. February special at Cowboy Country Store on Harrison and Pier and in Fort Pier. Large dipper bowls, just $5 during February. Chicken dippers, mashed potatoes and gravy, and corn, just $5. Stop by Cowboy Country Stores for delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. with fresh baked pastries, regular and breakfast pizzas, coffees, and more. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier.
Cowboy Country Stores, players of the game. And again, look up and down that lineup. Everybody that got into the game tonight contributes for the Governors. Ryan Berry with a great 11-point start in the first period, finishing with a team-high 15 points. We did give her a T-shirt, albeit from a different station, last Tuesday. But I want to spread the wealth a little more here this evening. Remington Price, 11 points. That's a solid night for Remy. You've got Avery Kaiser doing her thing. Mentioned Reese Terwilliger, too. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists for Reese Terwilliger, and probably got a steal or two in there as well. I do have her with 1 steal tonight, so a huge ball game. Very well played for Reese Terwilliger. Tonight I'm going to go with Lainey Stevens, though. Lainey, the 5'5 senior, hits 3 out of 5 from long range. A good indication of just how well the Governors shot the basketball, and we didn't even ask the coach about how well the team shot. Obviously, they're getting high percentage shots if they're getting 19 assists and things like that. But Lainey hits 3 threes, did have 11 points with it was 8 of those in the fourth quarter when the game was really out of reach. But Lainey does other things. I thought there was another good aspect of this game, and that was the hustle of the Governor girls. And Lainey got an offensive rebound to start the night, got a couple more offensive boards in that third period. The Governor girls were just literally all over the place tonight. Lainey was a great example of that. Tonight's player of the game is Lainey Stevens, a 5'5 senior for the Governor girls. So Pierre defeating Brookings 66-48 tonight. We've got a couple more of things we want to mention, and we'll take a final 1 minute timeout. We'll come back, give you the scores, and then set you up for our next broadcasts, which will be Thursday and Friday. More coming up here in this Family Dental postgame. This is Governor Basketball.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Well, back one more time to the Family Dental postgame. Such a great night for the Governor girls, and hopefully they can keep it going, because in my opinion, they've got 3 very winnable ball games coming up left, and that includes Friday night at Watertown. While the boys are hosting Watertown, that Governor girls game will be on KGFX, 1060 AM and 103.1 FM. And again, Friday night, 6:30 pregame. Governor boys do go to Brookings to Bob Jostad Gym. That will be Thursday night. That'll be here on River 92.7, and the Governors will turn around and host Watertown. The Governor fans haven't seen the boys here at home in what seems like a few weeks now. I don't think it's been quite that long, but the Governors hosting Watertown on Friday, and then both teams with matchups against Sioux Falls Jefferson next Tuesday, and then Sioux Falls Roosevelt on Saturday night or afternoon, February 26th. So some good things coming for both, I think, boys and girls teams here in Pierre. That's your upcoming broadcast. And also on KGFX, Saturday brings region wrestling coverage. The Pierre Governors at Region 3A in Milbank, other area teams in Regions 1B, 3B and 4B, which will be hosted by Stanley County. Also with updates from those coming up on Saturday on KGFX. Meanwhile, let's finish off with some scores tonight. Pierre over Brookings. The Governor's next opponent, Watertown, had a battle with Aberdeen tonight. It's the Golden Eagles, though, who come out on top, and they get a 57-55 win. Watertown falls to 9-9 on the season. I think they started 5-0 or something like that this season. That's not how their season's going as we speak. However, Rapid City Christian out west has a 67-60 lead at Spearfish in the first half of a girls and boys doubleheader. Down in the southeast, Sioux Falls Christian defeating Yankton 67-41 tonight. And Sioux Falls Washington, how about this score? 55-18 over Mitchell. And it seems to me Mitchell only scored 2, maybe 4 points in that second half. And Washington wins that one easily. They're the new number one. O'Gorman defeating Harrisburg 64-35 tonight as well. Boys basketball, Sioux Falls Roosevelt with a bit of a nail biter, but they stay unbeaten 56-51, winning at Sioux Falls Lincoln. Second ranked O'Gorman over Harrisburg 65-53. Washington wins. They defeat Mitchell tonight, 71-66. Mitchell, fourth ranked. And Brandon Valley will get a win at Class A T area, 58-49. Aberdeen Central, no trouble with Watertown tonight, 62-43. Those Arrows again playing the Governor boys here on Friday night. Those are the scores, and we've talked about the upcoming action as well. So let us also remind you, on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, as they celebrate being a part of a team, think twice in case of ice. If it gets cold enough, travel safely here this winter, and make sure you're buckling up too. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Watch this one on demand. As soon as we sign off, Live Ticket does a great job, and this one will be available on the River 92.7 page of drgnews.com and the DRG News app as well. And on your smartphone, it is worth watching it. The Governors played outstanding basketball tonight in a 66-48 win over the Brookings Bobcats. For Jordan Luttmer on camera, for Heather Williams in studio, I'm Brian Oakland. There is more basketball if you tune over to KGFX AM. The Stanley County Lady Buffaloes are hosting Kadoka area. That game in progress on KGFX. Until we speak with you again on Thursday night, I'll have the Governor boys in Brookings right here. Your official voice of the Governor's River 92.7 and DRGNews.com. Have a good rest of this Tuesday, everybody.
Here, Governor Basketball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pier Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.